At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. It is Wednesday, July 9th, 531. Thank you guys so much for being here. Made it to midweek. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Just kind of hanging out. Didn't do much yesterday. Although I did read, ladies, just now about a company that is building tiny homes in conjunction with Henderson High School students. And I got excited.
Okay. Well, how come you got excited?
Well, because home prices are, people can say it's a buyer's market.
Yeah.
But homes at the end of the day are still expensive.
Yeah.
And this might be my way in. It could be our way in, Steph.
A tiny home.
A tiny home. It's
what
not...
is a tiny home? Explain a little bit more.
Well, I'm definitely not an expert when it comes to it, but it's a tiny home. Like, it just... what? No,
yay! We going into tiny homes today.
Well, what it looks like is a home just with, like, less square footage.
Okay, so like a one bedroom with a kitchen and a bathroom?
Or is just one giant room?
That's what it looks like to me. Maybe it's optional, ladies.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm out. I have a home, but I think that could be a great starter place. Yeah, if you're looking to invest some money and you are ready to go, you said this is in Henderson?
Actually, Henderson High School students help build
these
homes. So if it happens, I will send the invite out.
Oh my goodness. Nice. Yeah, we're already like buying homes at 5:30 in the morning. I love it. That's a talk about motivation. You're a step ahead of all of us this morning.
I am not even drinking a sip of coffee yet. That is amazing.
Steph's like, huh? What day is it? What is going
What's
on
a
right
tiny
now?
Home?
How about you all?
I'm good. Yesterday was a good day. Caught up on some errands, a couple of things I needed to do. And then last night, watched the latest episode of Love Island. And I was actually laughing, Steph, because I saw you post like a meme where you're trying to catch up with Love Island. Have you caught up yet? Or are you, where are you at this point?
Okay, so I am on episode 19 And I believe there's 31 episodes.
Oh, I thought there was like 37.
Oh my God.
You're ways off. I would just skip and jump to maybe like the last three. You know, I don't think you need to go through everything.
I really am enjoying the show, though, especially when you talk about it. And you were telling me that there are filler episodes. I think it's called After Sun or something like that. So every time I see an After Sun episode, I feel like, oh, sigh of relief. I'm a step closer to catching up.
But yeah, don't even watch those.
It is kind of stressful. Trying to catch up, not gonna lie.
Is this old news? But the fact that I read somewhere apparently Nick has moved on since the whole Sierra drama. Is that old news, or are people, I mean, does anyone find this a problem, the fact that he just moved on so quickly?
I think it was not really a surprise, because a lot of people feel like he had that chemistry with Olandria from the get-go, and so now that Sierra's out of the picture, now they have their chance to explore, what are they calling him? Nicolandria?
No way.
Yeah, like that's their name. And even his parents posted a TikTok when they showed that Sierra left the villa, and mom's on the couch, dad's like, I think on the exercise bike, and they do like this slow motion cheering thing, and the song that War Is Over is playing underneath.
No way.
And they're like, oh, the shade. His parents did not like Sierra.
So you're officially caught up from last night. How are you feeling about, like, do you have like a certain couple that you think is going to win?
A couple was eliminated last night. Mm. And so I was a little surprised at the couple that was eliminated, not gonna lie, but I'm not really rooting for anyone. If there's anyone that I feel is like the least problematic, it's Pepe and Iris.
Really?
Yeah, but everyone else, like, I find something that annoys me about them. So I don't know. And only 4 days left. The finale is it 4 days? No, what day is it? The 9th? Okay, so yeah, 4 days left. July 13th is the finale. So it's coming to an end, and then Big Brother.
Okay, so I have 4 days to get like 15 episodes and catch up, and then I only have the 14-day free trial thanks to Instacart, so I really have to catch up at this point.
You really got to get moving, girl.
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, let's do this. It is time to start the show. Time for the pre-show You Pick Up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do You Want to Hear Crazy by Aerosmith? Do You Want to Hear Time After Time by INOJ? Or do you want to hear Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I was so excited yesterday. I was scrolling on Instagram, and Julie and I saw that you finally watched K-Pop Demon Hunters. I was like, finally, you jumped on there. But I got to know, like, what did you think? How was it?
I succumbed to the peer pressure. And the fact that Netflix recommended it number one as well. And I can see why you ladies are so passionate about it. It's really good. It really is. You almost get lost. At times, I find myself getting lost in the music. Like, I know what the movie's about, but the soundtrack is so good. Didn't you say something like the soundtrack was like number one for?
Yeah, like number one on Spotify. This song, the Sandra Boys, Your Idol, is number one for a K-pop boy band. Just breaking records all over the place. It's crazy. And a lot of people think, oh, well, I don't like K-pop, I'm not going to like it. I don't like kids' cartoons, I'm not going to like it. You don't have to like either. It's amazing. Yeah. It's so good.
It really is more than that. We're not getting paid to say this, by the way, everyone. From the music to the animation, I think Steph even said it yesterday, it just, on all points, it is so it's just really good. And then I just got to thinking, you know, another movie that comes to mind is, you know, I'm a big rom-com guy, this Anne Hathaway movie called The Idea of You. And it just never got a lot of love. It never, like, think Rotten Tomatoes gave it maybe 2 or 3, and it just never got the appreciation I felt like it deserved. And coincidentally, it also featured a fake boy band as well.
So just transitioning to that, so mm-hmm. are you comparing it that it's not getting the love it deserves? I feel like K-pop Demon Hunters is getting a lot of love right now, but the Anne Hathaway movie, is that the one where it's like the quote-unquote, like, older woman and the younger guy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
That was so cringe.
I watched it too. I liked it, but I don't think it's on the level of K-pop Demon Hunters.
I'm not saying it's on the level, okay. But it never got the love that I felt like it deserved. Can I ask you why you felt it's cringe?
I honestly, I didn't watch it. I saw the previews and I was like, that looks so cringe. And that's why I didn't watch it. So, in, you know, full disclosure, I didn't watch it. So okay. It may have been amazing. I'm not fairly judging it.
It made her cringe. It made me cry. Like, I told you, I'm an emotional person. I cried because, I don't know, I feel like you're going to laugh, but I feel like this could really happen. This is real life. And she deserves love. For anyone that's seen the movie, is anyone here with me?
I mean, when I watched the movie, I thought it was cute, but I don't think it was like extremely like, oh my God, it deserves more credit, because they were following the lead of Harry Styles and what was the ex's name? Olivia Wilde.
Wilde, yeah.
But I'm not thinking about Harry or Olivia. I'm thinking about the movie and its time. You know, I'm appreciating the moment and the end. You didn't cry at the end?
No, I didn't cry at the end.
Not one tear?
No, I didn't cry at the end. No tears. I was like, oh, that was kind of cute. He's kind of hot. And then I didn't think it was realistic enough for me. But even though K-pop Demon Hunters is way far from reality.
Okay. Is there a movie that you just felt like didn't get the love that it deserved? 702-364-9400. We just got a text that said Idea of You was amazing. Thinking of Anne Hathaway movies, I feel like The Intern with her and Robert De Niro was such a good movie. I am so sad that didn't get the love I thought it deserved.
Okay, I saw it. I thought it was good. It was watchable, but mediocre at best.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I are very different, I have noticed. We have very different likes, but that's okay. That's okay. We're getting some texts here. This one says, if you're going to tease us playing anything from K-pop Demon Hunters, you should play the whole song, just saying. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, what are they going to do? Our job is to play music that's popular, right?
Right.
Okay, well, let's do it then. Just because you asked, and you asked nicely. Huntrix, Golden, it's Mix 94.1. I was a ghost, I was alone.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It's July 9th. We're at Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. It is so good to have you. Beautiful morning and only 86 degrees right now.
Only.
Let's keep it here. Let's keep it right here.
Perfect words.
Perfect. I mm-hmm. love it. So Steph went full WebMD this weekend, which I feel like WebMD should be banned. I don't think any good comes from WebMD. And you figured this is something. You went down a rabbit hole. What happened?
I did, because I was convinced that this was making me sick. And when I tell you what happened, I think you guys are going to be disgusted.
Okay.
So I woke up Sunday morning with a sore throat. It was really dry, and I was just like, it was like weird because I didn't have any other symptoms, because I just had a sore throat, which usually when I have a sore throat, I'm having cold symptoms as well, like a runny nose, a headache, a fever, and there were no other symptoms but a sore throat. And I'm playing full-on detective now because I'm like, what is going on with me? I asked my husband if he's feeling okay. Maybe I got it from him. He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, okay. So I texted my friends from the night before who we saw, and I said, hey, just wondering if you guys are feeling a little sick because I have a sore throat. And they're like, oh no, are you okay? We're fine. I'm like, darn it. So now.
Darn it. I wish you were sick.
I'm like, come on, please. I need a reason. So I'm full on detective still. I'm going online, just a sore throat. And this is what I remembered. Instantly, the only thing that changed from that past weekend was I was drinking a reusable water bottle, with the straw.
Like a Stanley type thing?
Like a hydro flask-y type of deal, yes. And I remember I saw this girl on TikTok a couple years ago who went viral because she ended up in the ER from her moldy water bottle. She got bronchitis. She had a sinus infection. So instantly I'm like, oh my God, it has to be my water bottle. I clean that thing religiously. But I can't remember the last time I actually cleaned the straw.
Oh, no. Please tell me.
Ugh. Is it just a regular plastic straw?
It's like a plastic straw that you can flip up.
The ones that come with it that you have to wash with the whole thing.
Oh, I've never even. Okay, it's reusable straw. It's not what something you get like at the fast food spot.
No. Okay, got it. So I went to get my straw cleaner that has a little fuzzy things at the end.
Yeah, like a pipe cleaner type of thing.
Exactly. I went to go clean it. And I pulled it out, and black stuff came out. I was just so disgusted. I'm immediately like, this is why I have a sore throat.
I've been sipping swamp water.
Yes, moldy water, gunk is coming out, and I am convinced because of my straw is because I had a sore throat.
I am committed to, I respect the commitment you have to sustainability because even your germs are recycled if you think about it. That is nasty.
That is the last time I'm ever using a reusable water bottle. I threw that thing away right away.
How do you feel now?
Honestly, I'm still kind of recovering. I'm not fully. Yeah. The sore throat is gone, but now I think it's moving throughout my body. And I don't know. I blame it on my straw.
You brewed your own probiotic tea, basically. That is very holistic. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow would charge like $48 for something like that.
We're going to collab. Yeah. Gwyneth and I got you, girl. Next product, it's me and you.
Yeah, no more goop. It's soup now. Steph's going to start her own line of moldy drinks. So there you go. All right. Well, we have so much coming up this morning. A lot of people already texting and calling. Yes, we have Beyonce tickets. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Your tickets to the Cowboy Carter Tour happening at 7:30. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Someone pretty famous just admitted that they accidentally dined and dashed, but instead of backlash, the restaurant thanked them. Who forgets to pay for their meal and still gets praised for it? We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Robert Irwin is trending this morning. Robert Irwin accidentally dined and dashed this weekend. Yes, that Robert Irwin. We're talking the sweet Aussie wildlife guy, the son of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, the one who looks like he has never told a lie in his entire life. This guy is just so sweet. And apparently he was road tripping down the east coast of Australia, and he stopped at this place called Jetty Pavilion. And he went in, he ordered a salad, and when he got there, he kind of got mobbed by fans, as one does. Mm-hmm. You know, you're Robert Irwin. Mm-hmm. And he ended up walking out without paying. He didn't even realize it. Totally unintentional. He was caught up in conversation. They handed him the food, and then he just went off like the wholesome guy that he is. He when he got in his car, and like the next day, it all kind of clicked to him, and this is what he had to say.
Found a great restaurant, ordered a takeaway salad. I went in there, and there was a lot of people who saw me and said g'day and wanted to have a photo and all that, which is all good. But it turned into a bit of a frenzy. It was a little bit of a flurry there for a minute. The next morning, I wake up and realize I never paid for my salad. I just did the old dine and dash, and I didn't even realize I'd done it.
The guy is so sweet. It's like impossible to be mad at him. You know, he's so adorable. I love this guy. Anyway, the staff basically said, don't even worry about it. It's fine. Which, what a flex. I mean, I forget to Venmo someone $8 and I get like four passive aggressive reminders about it.
You get the remind thing on Venmo.
And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, this guy, they're like, yeah, no problem. Here's how he decided to pay them back.
So, you know, reached out. Do you want me to give you my credit card details or Venmo you, or, you know, how do you want me to do it? And they said, oh, I love what you do. It's all good. You know, sorry for the mix up. Just leave us a good review. So I said, guys, Jetty Pavilion, I got to do you one better. There are 8 million of you guys on here, so you know what to do. I have tagged them. Go and support the Jetty Pavilion in Coffs Harbour. Great team, great food, amazing atmosphere.
Let's you dine and dash.
Now, that is invaluable. Can you imagine his, I mean, just what he did right there with his review and his social media post? That's you can't put a price tag on that.
That's the best PR a restaurant can even get, even if they didn't get paid. So, yeah, his final verdict, absolute best. Salad, $0, Instagram endorsement, priceless. And that is what's trending. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the rhythm, the best is out there. Take that money, watch it burn. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so listen, I'm a little bit confused, to be honest with you, because yesterday I had a, I guess what turned out to be a business, like a sit down at a coffee shop yesterday. I met these two gentlemen about a week ago at an event, and I guess part of me is wondering, you know, is it a little bit tacky if you get invited to a coffee and it ends up being a business? You know what I mean? The focus was on basically selling me on something.
Okay.
Right?
So they invited you for coffee or?
Yeah, they did. And totally cool. Cool guys, nothing wrong with that. But I think it's all about intent. Yeah, you know what I mean? So like when you meet someone, if it's just on total friendly vibes, then no expectations. And again, I'm not expecting anything. But, you know, if there's an actual ploy, right? Like there's, you know, something, there's business to be talked about. I'm just not aware of it. Then that's a different story.
So did you just think it was just coffee? You didn't think that any business would be discussed?
Absolutely.
You were kind of blindsided by that?
Someone invites me to something, I'm going to go. I'm not thinking deeply into it whatsoever. But then, again, no big deal. I'm not, you know, it's not that serious. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, if this is business and it's kind of a pitch, I don't know if this is not the best impression. How about that when we're talking business?
I feel like I'm always aware of that. Like if someone wants to meet up with me, I always think there's a reason for this meeting. Yes, I'd love to think that they just enjoy my company and want to hang out. But like if I don't know you that well, I'm guessing there is a reason for it. And so I always go in with that expectation. That's just kind of how I operate. And I don't know if that's Las Vegas or if it's just if I live somewhere else, if it would be different, because I think it would. I always feel like there's a reason for everything.
That's
fair.
Now, does it matter how you met the person? Let's say you totally met them organically. Maybe you two were shopping together. You know, maybe you're shopping at the same store. And hey, I really like that dress. Where did you get it? You trade information that way. You see what I'm saying? And then maybe they shot you a message. Hey, Mercedes, we should grab a coffee sometime. I really enjoyed the conversation.
I always kind of just have that in the back of my mind. Like, okay, what do they want? What do people want? Like everybody wants something. So what was the dilemma here that you were faced with at that point?
Well, I mean, I paid for it. I paid for my own stuff. It was fine.
Oh, you didn't want to pay for your stuff?
What do what now?
Is this what this is about? You paying for your own stuff? Like, what is that about?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, in my mind, if you're getting invited to something, then, you know, if it's, like, business-related, you know, wouldn't someone pay?
Okay,
wouldn't
so you hadn't mentioned that. Yeah. So, I mean, you were upset that you had to pay for your stuff?
I'm not upset. I'm just, in the back of my mind, I'm like, the intention. You know what I mean? When you invite someone out, what's the intention? If you're going to invite me out, we're talking about business. Well, you know, it might be good, you know, you might want to put your best foot forward. How about that?
Well, it's probably a $5 coffee.
Yeah,
I mean.
Exactly, which is why I'm thinking not a big deal. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, still kind of an impression.
So now we know. Don't invite Julian out and talk about coffee unless we pay. I've only known you for a few weeks, but already your like frugal era is iconic. I feel like
yes.
I've discovered that about you.
It depends on the intent. if we're talking business and there's actual, like, you know, if we're going, look, if we're going to have a lunch or dinner and I'm writing you out and it's about business, wouldn't you want someone to cover it?
I would want, but I don't expect. I never go in with expectations, and I'm not going to talk crap about them if they don't, you know?
Oh, jeez. I'm not talking smack. It's just an observation. It's something I just record in the back of my head.
Yeah.
In the back of my mind. That's all.
I don't think it's a bad thing to be incredibly committed to not spending money. I think a lot of people are. You're taking this the wrong way. I don't know. Maybe I'm not explaining this properly. You're frugal, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
At all. I am frugal in so many different ways also. I think you're taking it as a negative thing. It's more of a commendation. Like, I get it. You're trying to save money where you can.
Granted. Got it. Okay. Duly noted.
I did go to coffee with Julian a couple weeks ago, and I told him, I want to pay. You know, we had a game on the air. Remember, Mercedes? It was a game where it was versus me and Julian, and, you know, whoever loses has to buy the other person coffee.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
So I held my accountability. I said, Julian, we're going to coffee. I'm buying. When we got there, he goes, nope, I'm buying. Don't worry. It's just coffee. And then we ended up talking about 3 hours of work.
I will always. We did.
You paid, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, I will always insist, because I consider all of us friends. See what I'm saying? Difference. Strangers, I don't know you.
Okay.
Yeah, so will you go out with these people again since you had to pay? Is that kind of like a black mark
but now I know expectations. You manage your expectations. Now I know what to expect.
Okay. Now,
it's not that serious.
I love it. I think that it's great to see kind of like your way of thinking. And when you go out, like, no expectations, but expectations if it's business related.
You got it.
Yeah, that's valid. Totally valid. Well, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Coming up next, we have the Hot 3. Today, they say, is the shortest day in history. We're going to talk about that to see if that's really true. Also, could two iconic boy bands be collaborating soon? And a new cereal with a twist. See if you want this flavor in your bowl in the morning. We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Let's see here. I just lost my entire Hot 3. Oh, there we go. Okay. If today feels like it's shorter than your average day, there is a scientific phenomenon that is to blame. Earth is suddenly spinning faster as a result of the moon's position. So it's going to knock anywhere from 1.3 to 1.6 milliseconds off the typical 24 hours, making today the shortest in recorded history. Now, obviously, when we're talking milliseconds, it's not going to feel like anything. But the latest disturbance in the force, if you will, is going to be the sixth of its kind since 2020. Two more come on July 22nd and August 5th. So literally time is flying by.
When I read the headline, I automatically thought, are we losing like an hour?
No.
What's going on here? Right. I just thought about this. What can we do as humans in 1.3 milliseconds? Blink?
Judge.
I could
do that in less than that amount of time.
I love that.
Also this morning, this is so cool. Okay, think about two of the biggest boy bands and a collab, okay? I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say this. Could there be a Backstreet Boys and NSYNC collab?
Stop.
I know, right? Like, it's almost like we've been waiting our whole lives for this. Well, Nick Carter is speaking out. He did an interview, and he says, do not rule it out. He confirmed that this idea has been coming up, especially lately, and they have been talking about it a ton. They say the biggest hurdle right now is scheduling, because apparently, you know, scheduling 10 grown men is hard.
Big deal.
Yeah. He pointed out that they pulled it off with New Kids on the Block over a decade ago. Fans lost their minds. So now this boy band dream team that we thought we'd never get might actually become a thing.
This would be incredible. Can you imagine that? I just can't even. I can't even like absorb it all. That would be. That's like my 90s. You know what I mean? In a nutshell.
Yeah, I think that that would be a huge collab. Do they still have the power that they had back in the 90s, though? Like, would it? I mean, I think the millennials would lose their minds, but I don't know, like, anyone else would.
I saw a TikTok yesterday that broke my entire heart.
What?
There's this girl who works, let's say, at a restaurant, and she went up to all of her Gen Z employees and asked them one question. They said, or she asked, what band did Justin Timberlake get his start from? Mm. And 10 of them, every single one of them, did not know the answer.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, are all, only the millennials and up going to be the only ones that go to these supposedly rumored concerts? But to know that, it's like, wait, how old am I, you know?
Yeah. I saw a TikTok that they asked kids, like, what age is considered old? What year do you have to be born in to be considered old?
That.
2004.
Stop!
They said 2004. I was like, wait, what?
What do you mean? We were all born in 2005.
My gosh.
Yeah, sure.
Finally, this morning, following the big success of Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cinnadust Black Label Bacon. Did you guys see that? It was a bacon that had the Cinnadust on it. Mm-hmm. Now General Mills, they're back at it again. And this time they're switching it up. And they're taking breakfast in a totally different direction. They are coming out with this Cinnamon Toast Crunch Hormel Black Label bacon flavored cereal.
Do y'all get into these collaborations with all these different ingredients that just come out of left field? Are y'all into that?
Only Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Those are the only collabs that I am up for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Ken, you are caller 20.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
Doing good, doing good.
I hear you have some help this morning. Who's with you?
My wife, Liz.
Hi, Liz. Hey, you guys. I love it. Two heads are better than one in Beat Mercedes. You're ganging up on me, but I love it. And so you just have to guess the song faster than I can. And you're going to get this $475 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Are you guys ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. Good luck to you. I will talk to you in a few. I'm leaving now. Bye, guys.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. Okay, Ken, Liz, I believe in you because today I have a feeling you're going to get it. Here's the game and here's how it works. Beat Mercedes, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you guys are going to shout out, got it, super loud into that phone. We stop the clock and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now. Go ahead.
Got it.
Go ahead.
It's Nelly Hot in Here.
Nelly Hot in Here. Okay, I'm writing your time down. We're bringing Mercedes right. In.
Mercedes.
All right, Ken, Liz, what are you guys up to this morning?
Just heading to work right now.
Nice. You guys work together or?
No, my wife's actually dropping me off.
Oh, what a great wife. That's awesome. All right, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Hello. You ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this. That seemed fast to me. I'm just an observation, okay. But okay.
Okay, we'll keep that observation in mind.
Okay.
The next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Jeez, go ahead.
Hot and Her, multiple R's, Nelly.
How many R's are in it?
Oh, gosh. Three, I
bonus
think.
Points.
Hot and Her.
All right, Mercedes, fast for you. 1 second exactly.
Wow.
You're correct.
Okay.
Hot and Her by Nelly. Now, Ken and Liz also got the song and artist correct.
Okay.
But stop the clock. At 2.6 seconds.
Oh, my God.
So close.
Oh, any other song. 2 seconds. Oh, my gosh. Ken and Liz, don't be mad at me. I'm so sorry. Please play again because that was really good. That's just, I mean, this. I feel like this is my... This is my playlist from back in the day.
And you were almost close. There's two R's.
There's
in the
only
song,
two.
Not three R's,
so
but
technically,
close.
I don't know.
No, but we'll still give it to you.
That means we just got that diamond pendant bigger and bigger. It is now worth $500. Your chance to win it tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Another round of Beat Mercedes. And right now, we'll hunt her to Mars. It's Nelly. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we love to hear from you. You can call us. You can text us. Our number is 702-364-9400. So I am... my daughter's summer job has me questioning everything. Everything. What was your summer job? And was it like one of those jobs that you will never forget because it was so amazing? Or do you have trauma from your summer job? What was it? 702-364-9400. So my daughter is doing an internship for this legit accounting firm, huge accounting firm, consulting with major companies, going on team lunches where people are using words like synergy and stuff like
nice.
That. Unironically, yes. I might add. And meanwhile, I'm thinking of my first summer job. I was a mannequin. And I'm not talking like working retail mannequin. I was the mannequin. Like I stood in a department store wearing outfits from the junior section in this department store while shoppers would walk by. And I was part of like some sort of clearance rack performance, wow. like art piece. And let me tell you, being in like platform sandals for hours is not as glamorous as it may sound.
Now, as a mannequin, you have to stand still, correct?
Yeah, we would go in and it was a bunch of us teen girls. We were all like 16 years old and it was part of their program called the Junior Board. And we would go in, they'd pick out outfits for us and we'd have to go and we'd have to stand there just still. And people would try to make us move. They throw stuff at us. They try to make us laugh. Like I didn't do anything. So that part was nice. I just stood there, but it sucked. It was like, it was such a boring job.
You ever remember, do you remember the movie? I think it's from the 80s or 90s, Mannequin. Anybody remember that?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was going to say you're a real life Kim Cattrall. She was a mannequin.
Yeah, oh, really?
That came to life.
But, I mean, obviously I wasn't a mannequin, but I was a mannequin model. But yeah, that was my first summer job. What was your first summer job? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Wyatt. Hey, Wyatt, what was it for you?
Hey, so one, thank you, guys. I've been listening to this my whole life, ever since I was a kid.
But
being born and raised in Vegas.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Listening to you guys on the way to school in the morning, my mom put me on. But summer job, I ended up working at Sweet Tomatoes, which is no longer a thing. And that ended up being a loophole to staying in the service industry in this city. But it was just meant to be a summer job that I ended up loving so much. And this is the city for it, you know?
That's cool.
Sweet Tomatoes was fire. Why did they get rid of Sweet Tomatoes? That was my favorite place.
So I believe it was because of COVID. They no longer had buffets, and they had to shut that kind of food and beverage industry down for that specific sort of eatery.
Oh, my gosh. I love. Did you guys ever go to Sweet
Tomatoes?
That place was the best. Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you, Wyatt.
What about you?
Oh, I'll never forget my summer job. American Windows and Siding. I'll never forget my manager's name. His name is Freddie Burgos. So we canvassed door to door, right? Trying to sell windows and siding for, you know, home improvements. And he always would give us this motivational speech. I'll never forget it. So he drove a black Camaro. And back in the day, I guess that's what people want. It's all tinted black. He goes, guys, this is every day before we actually went to the neighborhood. Guys, do you like this Camaro? Would you like a Camaro like mine? Well, listen, I just started just like you canvassing and I wouldn't stop. There's always homes to canvass, so I don't want to hear you're done. Numbers turns into leads. Leads turn into appointments and appointments turn into money. Money turns into this Camaro. And he would give us this speech every single day. He was like a low-key drill sergeant. I just looked him up on LinkedIn and guess what business he's in?
Windows and Camaros.
He owns his own windows and siding company.
Hey, that's impressive. He has his own company. That's pretty good. But he would have lost me at leads on the speech. Right. I was like, I am so
zoned
done.
Out.
What about you, Steph? Did you have something?
Honestly, no. During the summer was my slowest time and I was the brokest during college days because I worked at an after school program. And whenever summer was out, I didn't have a job. And I worked at a year round school. So I was only off for 6 weeks, but man, I tell you, during the summer I was like, don't invite me anywhere because I got no money and I got no job.
That is a nice way to spend your summer. Ramon, I know you worked at KFC though, right? How was that?
Yeah, that was my first job that lasted, you know, 4 years.
That was a summer job. That was a presidential term job.
Yeah, they just kept moving me up, so I kind of just stayed for a little bit. But so many stories. Like, I remember my first summer there, the AC broke during the summer, so we all hung out like in the freezer and coolers. I found out a lot of people like to make out in the freezers and coolers.
How did you find that out?
Oh, you know, being 16, anything's game.
Oh, man.
Do I
have time for this crazy story?
What?
All right, so it was a couple years later, so we were already 18. I got my good friend there. I'm not going to say names. I got a good friend there. I got him a job. He started messing around, fooling around with one of the cooks, one of the female cooks, right? Oh. She was married with children. They, long story short, they ended up running off together.
No.
Yeah, he lied to everyone because he told me, he's like, oh man, I got to go to Mexico with my mom, this and that. So they like disappeared. His mom came in. He's like, hey, have you seen him? And I was like, I thought he was with you. He told us he was with you. And yeah, they ran off together.
Oh,
where is he now? Do you guys talk?
I follow him like on Facebook. He's back in town. I don't know. They have their own kid together now, but I don't know the details or
seven
or what.
So, like for the seven herbs and spices.
I guarantee he's working another KFC right now.
Yeah. Maybe.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have to play something for you guys. This was so funny. I'm on TikTok yesterday. I see I get tagged in this video and I go to it and it starts off saying, this video is for Mercedes. And my heart just sinks. I'm like, oh gosh, what did I do? You guys have to listen to this. Hold, here it is.
This message is for Mercedes from Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1. So I just wanted to say thank you for all of the joy that you bring to my wife every single morning, specifically for the Mega Minute, because she is obsessed. And when you were out on vacation, you were sorely missed, and she made me do a Mega Minute for her every morning. So I really appreciate you taking the time to do the trivia, because it is exhausting, and you should know that you're appreciated. Have a great day.
I was dying. I thought that was so cute, and I thought this was a perfect opportunity to pull the curtain back and let you know, girl, I appreciate the accolades, but I do not write those questions. That is none other than our girl, Steph. Oh,
thank you.
Steph deserves the flowers on that one. She writes the Mega Minute questions every single day. So I was like, I don't want to take the credit for something that I'd read the questions, but I don't write the questions. And you do a really good job at that, Steph.
I appreciate it. But I love how she made her own Mega Minute. So it's like, should we be collaborating on questions? Because hit me up if you want.
Oh, man, I love it. Well, with that being said, it is time for the Mega Minute. Right now, caller 20, you are playing for tickets to see Beyoncé. The Cowboy Carter Tour coming to Las Vegas, and you are going to be there when you conquer the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds or less, and if you do that, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Marsha, good morning. You're caller 20. Yeah.
Woo. I can't believe this. Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute? How are you feeling?
I am. I'm ready.
We have Beyoncé tickets for you. The Cowboy Carter Tour coming to Allegiant Stadium on July 25th. All you got to do is get these 10 questions right in 60 seconds or less, and you're going to the show. Are you ready to do this?
Yay! Let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Marsha, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And Marsha, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Before going solo, which girl group was Beyoncé a part of?
Oh, Destiny's Child.
Yes. Which movie is celebrating its 50th anniversary and the first film shot on open ocean?
God.
Yes. Which part of the body helps you see?
Drive.
Yes. In baseball, what is the term for a pitch that is swung at and missed?
Strike.
Yes. What city was the first capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.?
No. In chess, what is the only piece that can jump over another piece?
King.
No. If your birthday... Queen. No. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
Yes. What is the name of Beyoncé's fans called?
I didn't know that.
What superhero is also known as Clark Kent?
Superman.
Yes. What is the name of the tour that Beyoncé is currently on?
Cowboy Tour.
One more time?
Cowboy Tour?
Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter. I'm sorry, Marsha. Oh,
that's okay.
You started out so strong, and then we just got kind of hung up on a couple. The very first capital of the United States was not Washington, D.C. It was actually New York City. That was the first capital, and then they changed it. In chess, the only piece that can jump over another piece is the knight. The name of Beyoncé's fan club, they're called the Beehive. And yeah, she is currently on the Cowboy Carter. Is that all the questions here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Marsha. The good news is you can hang up and call right back, because caller 20 We're going to give you these tickets, two of them, to see Beyonce at Allegiant Stadium on July.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Aces fans are holding their breath right now. The reigning WNBA MVP, Asia Wilson, she had an MRI today after injuring her wrist during last night's loss to the New York Liberty. It happened in the second quarter when she went up for a layup, and she landed hard. And if you saw the video, you saw how she landed on her wrist. It was rough. She stayed in the game briefly only because she didn't want her team to take a foul to stop play, but she headed to the locker room just before halftime and didn't return. Coach Becky Hammon, she said they're playing it safe. She says our season is bigger than this, just with this one game. Wilson did come back to the bench in the third with a wrap on her wrist. Without her, the Aces, they struggled in the fourth. No field goals in the final 5 minutes and 16 turnovers total. They're now 9-10. And depending on the results, might be without their star again. But she just posted a thread a couple of hours ago, and she wrote, "Welp, nothing wakes you up like the sound of an MRI machine, LOL, but just want to say thank you for all the prayers. NYL, New York Liberty, thank you so much for the quick help and privacy. I truly appreciate it. To my squad, thank you for preventing my crash out. God has a plan that I'll never question. We're going to be all right." So hopefully that's promising. I hope, you know, you hate to see her go down like that.
Yeah, just building upon that, prayers up. And I love that her coach said that it's bigger than just one game.
Yeah, for sure. It's really cool to see the responses to her thread. Mm-hmm. They're all Liberty fans.
Yeah.
They're saying, "You're so loved by New York. Get well soon. I was at the game last night and we were so scared. New York loves you, wishing you well, praying for you." And I'm like, that says a lot. Like,
about a character.
And just Liberty fans, that's really classy. Sometimes the New York fans get a bad rap.
Yeah, they
in
do.
Other sports. So, yeah, we're hoping we get some good news back from that MRI. Also this morning, Travel and Leisure, they just put out their list of the top U.S. cities to visit. And for the first time since 2012, we have a new number one. Charleston, South Carolina is usually number one on this list. And they've held this top spot for 12 years. But there was a vote, and there's a new best city in America. It is Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, I was going to say Savannah, Georgia.
No. Savannah, Georgia is in the top five. They are number four on the list, but Santa Fe scored the highest thanks to its 300 days of sunshine, lots of food options, just the natural beauty. Charleston fell to number three this year. So it goes Santa Fe, New Orleans, Charleston, Savannah, Georgia, and Alexandria, Virginia.
Correct me. That's where I'm from, Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh,
I was
no
born
kidding.
There. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Santa Fe, aren't they known for their hot air balloons? I believe they have like...
You're thinking of the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. Yeah, that's just south in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Yeah, my family lives in New Mexico. They live in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Española, Taos. Like,
so you know.
Yeah, they all live there. But yeah, they are definitely, that is one of the biggest hot air balloon festivals. It's amazing. Just beautiful. Yeah.
My sister-in-law went to that, actually.
Oh, really?
And she said it was amazing, but she said flights from San Jose to, is it Albuquerque? That's where it's at. She said that they were so expensive during that weekend because everybody goes to that. And she said it was gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah, that city itself is just incredible, but the state, it gets a bad rap. It's very low on education. I have to say, just spending a lot of time there for my childhood, I just thought it was one of the most like majestic, beautiful places that I had ever been. And I was, go ahead.
How about the food?
Yeah, it's
amazing.
It's really
food,
yes,
right?
Very good. Yeah. So finally this morning, there's a new show premiering this week on A&E, and it's called Lie Detector: Truth or Deception. And this former FBI agent, he gives people polygraph tests. And so on the very first episode, they talk to Shannon Price, and you probably don't know that name, but she is the ex-wife of actor Gary Coleman. And you may not know who that is, but back in the 80s, he was on that TV show Different Strokes. You guys remember Gary Coleman?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
What you talking about, Willis? Gary Coleman?
Yeah. What you talking about?
Yeah. So he asked his ex-wife questions about the fall that led to Gary's death back in 2010. And let's just say she did not do very well. on this lie detector test. He asked her if she ever struck Gary during their relationship. She said no, and the polygraph result was inconclusive. Then he asked if she intentionally decided to withhold help when Gary fell. Again, she said no. The result, inconclusive. Then he asked her if she physically caused Gary's fall. She said no, but this time she failed with deception.
Shady.
Yeah. So Shannon obviously does not agree with the results. She says that they're really disappointed with this whole experience. She says it's apparent that they were just looking for ratings more than finding the truth. But I mean, I feel like a lie detector test, it monitors your heart rate. That's right. and all that stuff. I would just be nervous knowing I was doing a lie detector test, not defending her, but it's like, I feel like everything would come up as lies because I'd be so nervous taking a lie detector test.
I'm with you on this one. I would be exactly. And apparently, lie detector tests are a good indicator, but they're about 70%, maybe a little bit higher accuracy. So that's why a lot of these are not, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're not admissible in court. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, look, at the end of the day, it's all shady. I mean, she's definitely shady. She's not innocent. You know, I'd be asking questions.
Oh, you don't think she's innocent? You think she definitely did something?
I would have to be there. I would have to see how much she's sweating.
Oh, Mercedes. It's all in the sweat.
It's about the sweat. Okay, for me.
The sweat. If she sweat, you can't quit.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, that moment of panic when the iPad flips around and suddenly you're being asked if you want to tip 25% on something?
Oh my God, happened to me yesterday.
For you handling a muffin or something, yeah. It's like 25%. Apparently we're not alone. There's this new study that just came out that says Americans think tipping has officially gotten out of control. And I'm talking about tipping jars for self-checkout, full 20% for takeout. Do you guys agree with that? And just that awkward pressure when the gratuity is already included, but you feel like a monster if you don't double up on that.
Do you feel like being
judged sometimes? I do. And by default, I will over tip in those situations. I tip in situations that don't warrant a tip because I don't want to be judged, you know?
I'm with you. Same boat. Absolutely.
There's this list going viral of places where experts say that you can cut back without being a jerk. And I was looking at this list. I'm like, I don't know. Like the places we've been over tipping. So one of the places they listed is a coffee shop. If you order a drip coffee, you didn't ask them to handcraft a lavender mushroom latte with oat milk foam. You just got the drip coffee. And they say you're allowed to skip the tip jar on that.
Okay, so if I've been doing 10%, then that's more than fair, correct? Because I feel pressure. I feel bad because they're staring at me when they flip around their iPad, and I've definitely succumbed.
I still tip on that too. I feel too bad. But where do you feel like you are really being raked over the coals as far as tips go? 702-364-9400. Takeout counters is another one. And this one I feel is so tricky. So you're the waiter now. You drove, you parked, you picked it up. And should you tip 20% for that?
20 is high. I think, depending on the situation, depending on where we're talking about, I think 10% is cool. But again, it depends, you know? I mean, look, we're not rich, so it's like, can't afford to be doing this all, you know, all the time. But I think 10% is, I think that's fair, no? For to go.
To me, it sounds low. It really does. I still tip 20% on that stuff. And I think I'm an over-tipper. I will admit, I'm an over-tipper just because I think, okay, well, someone still had to put in the order. They still had to go to the back, put it in. They had to take it, put it in the to-go stuff, wrap it all up. Like, in my mind, I'm trying to justify why it's still worth 20%.
Well, if you're doing 20, then when you sit down, what do you get, 50? 40?
30, 40, depending on the service.
I need to change industries.
I'm telling you.
And I need
you,
to serve you.
I'm an over-tipper. I feel like service is so important in this town. People's lives depend on it. And so I just want to help out if I can, you
okay,
know?
That I get. But I guess then the answer is if you can't afford to tip that high, then maybe just don't go out. That might be the...
Well, I don't think everyone has to tip that high. Again, what is the standard?
Okay.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Buffets. This is another place where they say we're probably tipping too much. They say you're busting your own table. You're sprinting for the last crab leg. So 10% max, they say, unless the server does something actually heroic for you.
I think that's fair.
10% on buffets?
10% on buffet. Well, I don't go to a lot of buffets, but just from what you're describing, I would say 10%. Maybe 15.
On something like
that?
Yeah,
because you're spending time there. It's a little more involved. I feel like I'm more involved just being there for a longer period of time. How about that?
Yeah, I get that. Let's talk to DC. Hey, DC, we're talking about tipping. Is it going too far? What's the weirdest place you've been asked to tip? What's your take?
I believe it's going too far, like, based on, like, how I see it. Like, over the counter, instead of asking for a coffee, then you shouldn't be tipping because you're just ordering it and just making right in front of you and just serving right over the counter. But if you're sitting at a diner, it's mandatory to just give, like, at least 10% to 15%. For example, if you go to a Big Bear diner, it's going to be a full house either on Saturday, right? So
yeah.
You're expecting 100 customers coming in. And if everybody is paying for the meal for like $20 and then they're getting tips and they're giving tips at like 10%, can you imagine how much tip they're getting? And plus, they're not even contributing to tax as well, you know?
Yeah. It gets really confusing at that point. Like, what are you supposed to tip, you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask him. I mean, he doesn't feel any pressure at all when that iPad turns around when you're getting that coffee and then that person, you know, your barista is staring at you. That's the... I guess that's what I battle for me. I don't want to hit zero. Do you know what I mean?
At T-Mobile Arena, when I go to a game or a concert and I get a bottle of water, and it turns around and it's the tip there, and they are standing right in front of you. And like they literally turn around, they grab the water and they put it right there. And I put no tip. And I swear that girl just shot me lasers through her eyes. And I was like, after that, I still tip on that.
Like, I honestly, I'm listening to you guys and I have no shame about doing no tip when it comes to pickup or takeout, because isn't that, no offense, their job just to grab the food, put it in a box and tie it up, other than me sitting down and they're giving me a full-on service. So I don't feel bad when I get takeout and I don't give tip. What really frustrates me, though, is when I went to Harry Reid at the airport. At the Sea Gates, there's a grab-and-go type of little convenience store with no one there. There's no one working it. All you got to do is grab your water bottle, scan it, and you pay. And it still asks me for a tip. I'm like, who does that go to? Exactly. So no, I don't feel shame when it comes to those type of things. I'm not tipping.
That's actually funny to me. Last part. Okay, so when you talk about to go, Chipotle, you don't tip, right?
No.
Okay, but what about when you getting to go at a restaurant?
No.
Chipotle is a restaurant, but I'm talking about more
like a sit down restaurant that I'm taking to go.
Absolutely.
No, I do not tip on that.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah, I don't feel shame either. I don't. They're not giving me a true service. It's the chefs that make it. That's their job. It's the person that's bagging it up. That's their job. I don't, in my opinion, don't think they need a tip.
Steph, do you know where we live?
I know where we live. I know exactly where we live. And if I'm getting a service, I'm gonna give them a tip. In my opinion, I don't think it's a service.
I appreciate you standing your ground.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. And I'll go down the rest of these places where you're probably tipping too much. And one really stood out to me. I think it could be a little controversial. We'll talk about all that and take your calls at 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are talking about tipping. Is tipping going too far? A new list came out with the places that we are definitely over tipping. Some of those places include coffee shops, takeout counters, buffets, self-checkout stations. There's some others on the list we're going to get to in a second. But first, Jessica is on the phone. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. So we've talked about tips, you and I, all of us, in the past, that I tipped the guy $20 to take my Christmas tree and all that stuff. To me, I don't care where you're at, the turnaround kiosk or whatever, I don't tip unless you do something above and beyond. And my tip is based on that. So if you just did your job, why should I tip you?
Right, but isn't it a service when someone, if you're ordering something to go, they are providing a service. It is a service. I mean, we're in a service-related town. Does that make sense? You wouldn't tip anything at all?
No. I mean, for food, for a sit-down restaurant, yes, because that's the cultural norm. But would I tip over, like Mercedes was talking about, like 30% or whatever? Again, they have to do something above and beyond. Tip is to ensure promptness. That's what it's about. So if they're dropping the ball on things, sorry, too bad, so sad.
I mean, that's valid. And I think a lot of people share your mindset on that, Jessica. I think that maybe my background in waiting tables has something to do with it.
Sure.
I think like I know what I had to endure, and it would break my heart when I worked my butt off and I got a $2 tip on something. And I was just like, oh my gosh. But let's talk to Dan. Dan, I bet you have a great perspective. You've been in the restaurant business for how long?
About 25 years.
Okay. So talk to us about tipping, over tipping. What's your take?
The way I look at it, since I've been here in Vegas, I've noticed that 90% of the food service workers in these buffets, a lot of the restaurants, things like that, are union workers. And they chose to join the union so they could get these jobs at $32 an hour as a cashier to push a button, and then they expect a tip. I'm like Steph. I show no remorse in not tipping.
I didn't realize they were making $32 an hour. When I was waiting tables, I think I was making like $3 an hour, and then my tips was what I counted. You know what I mean? Like it was a $32 an hour, Dan?
Yes. And some of even some of the like the people in the background in the back are making $26. Now, like places like Firehouse where they're making $17 an hour because it's a first time job. Those are the ones I sit there and they're the kids, they're trying and whatnot. I'll tip them. But I don't over tip. I don't, maybe 20% or less on something like that. But in a sit down restaurant, I'll tip between 20 and 25.
Dan, how about the ones that are not part of the union then?
Well, those are the ones, if it's fast food, I'm not going to tip because, like Steph said, I'm picking it up and I'm going.
And I don't think we can go around saying, like, are you in the union?
Yeah,
that'd be a little weird.
Let's talk to Shavana. Shavana, what do you think about tipping?
I don't mind tipping, but when I go to Starbucks, because I go every day, and I pay for a $7 coffee, and then they're asking for a tip, I'm like, oh, it's very cringe, but I still pay. Because I don't want a bad coffee or for them to, like, not put enough of this or enough of that, so I still pay because of that. But it's like, oh, a $7 coffee plus a dollar tip is insane.
I
think you're right. You want them, especially if you're a regular, to keep
every
things
day.
Good, but to ensure prompt service or to improve to ensure perfect cold foam, like, what do you go with on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thanks, Shavana. Some of these other places where they say we're over tipping, some car washes, they say if humans touch your car, you tip. If it's like a robot tunnel, then you're good to go.
That makes sense.
This is the one that got me, and I don't think either of you guys get like Botox or go to like cosmetic spas or anything, but I do. And they say you don't need to tip your injector. And there's a tip line for some of, like, not the my injector. I don't tip my injector, but like one place I go and get like a laser or something, there's a tip line for it. And so I'm like, oh man, the laser was already expensive and now I got a tip on top of that.
What
you know
do?
What I mean?
Do you have a tip?
I do, because okay. It's there. So
yeah.
I figure it's there for a reason.
Does
you know?
That include laser hair removal as well in that category?
I did that a long time ago and I did tip on that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I did it under my underarms. And guess what? One of the ladies, they burned me and I had a scar.
Ooh.
So, and then I signed something that says like, I can't really technically go back and say anything. So, and I tipped them every single time and I did at least six sessions.
I might not have done it that time.
Yeah, no, I did.
One time. Hotel housekeeping for short stays, they say you don't have to. I leave a $5 bill on the bed every night.
Oh, that's
too.
Really cool. I never yeah. thought about that, to be
I
honest
always
with you.
Do that. Except the last night when I'm checking out that day, I don't leave it that time. That's when I'm like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. So
this is on short stays too? $5 tip?
Yeah, just because I want them to make up my room nice.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I like this. This is actually.
You don't do that? I don't know that that's a common one. I just, you know.
I never thought about it, but you know what? Thank you for sharing.
If they're tipping, I want that towel that looks like a dove.
Yes.
I want all of that.
Yeah, I want the whole thing, the chocolate. I got a note from our housekeeper in the last hotel I stayed at, and I like took a picture of it because I was so like, wow, that was such a nice little gesture. I'm trying to find it. She was like, I hope you have a great stay. If there's anything you need, please let me know. Love, Ruth. And I was like, wow.
She
thanks,
left your
Ruth.
Number.
It was so sweet.
I work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Exactly.
Stop by anytime.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for you to win with Heads Up. Caller 20, you get to play, and we've got these tickets for the Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. I just saw one of the members on, I think it was the Today Show, they were doing an interview. This is going to be a huge tour. If you love Disney Descendants and zombies, you got to be there. So caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. And you get to pick your category. You get six answers in 60 seconds. And these tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Sylvia, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah. Yay, good morning. I'm so excited.
Let's do it. We want to get you these tickets to check out Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide on July 26th, T-Mobile Arena. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Pucker Up, See You at the Table, or Fashion Forward?
Let's do See You at the Table.
See You at the Table. Okay, Chocolate Day was on Monday. So these are all foods that start with the letter C, okay?
Okay.
Foods that start with the letter C, we got this. All we need to do is get six. You ready, Sylvia?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so nervous. Let's do this. My five-year-old is going to not be happy if I don't win.
Oh, you'll get it. You'll get it. The pressure is on, but we work well under pressure. Let's do it.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You pour a bowl of this with milk in the morning. Like Frosted Flakes.
Cereal?
Yes. This is a pickle before it becomes a pickle. It's a...
cucumber.
Yes. This is a very spicy dish with beans. You might have it with cornbread. Yes. This is a soup that's very thick and it's got a seafood in it. Usually they serve it on Fridays. It's white.
Clam chowder.
Yes. This is what you get at Disneyland. It's covered in cinnamon. It's like a big stick.
Churro.
Yes. This is a French pastry that you would get.
Croissant.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, woo! Yes, yes, Sylvia. I knew you could do it. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. She loves zombies. Oh, this is going to be the best news for her.
Your five-year-old is going to go crazy with these tickets. Disney Descendants Zombies World Collide Tour. Not going to lie, I want to go see this. Like, it's going to be that good, Sylvia. July 26th. T-Mobile Arena. Congratulations on that. And if you want to go check it out, don't worry. We've got your tickets for the rest of the week. 8:20 with Heads Up. And don't forget, Beyonce tickets too all week long. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Speaking of sleeping, we have talked about this before. New research shows couples sleeping in separate beds or even different rooms isn't just okay. It's often healthier and happier. This new survey found over 30% of U.S. couples now opt for a sleep divorce instead of fighting over snoring and tossing and turning or just mismatched sleep schedules. They're choosing to sleep in separate spaces.
You know, I'm going to ask, have y'all ever tried it? You and Matt?
No, I like sleeping together. We always fall asleep with holding hands, but I will say I considered a sleep divorce on vacation. Mm. And the reason was we were staying in this hotel. And it was me and Matt. It was a double that we were staying in. My daughter was in one bed and it was me and Matt in the other. And it wasn't a queen. It was just a full size. So we went from our king bed to this full size bed. We're on top of each other. Every time he moves, I move.
Yeah.
He starts snoring in my ear. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was so frustrated. Like, I woke up in the morning and he's like, how'd you sleep? And I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I was like, eh. He goes, was it me? I was like, nah. Like, yes, a little bit. It was the worst week of sleep ever.
He was just trying to be romantic with the snoring.
It was,
you know, in your ear.
No.
You know, this reminds me, and I never asked, well, it's not my business, but my friend, this is back in Virginia. I used to stay with him every now and then. His name is Rex and his wife, and they would sleep in separate beds. But I always assumed, to be honest with you, I always assumed that they were having issues.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know, that's between y'all. But now, maybe it's just a sleep divorce.
They probably have the best relationship of them all, honestly. They say that it leads to fewer arguments, better mental and physical health, and even improved intimacy during the day.
Okay, but how long does this divorce last?
Forever. Once you do it, how long does a regular divorce last? Sometimes they get back together, but not very often.
So just sleep like that forever.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
My grandma and grandpa slept in separate beds, and I thought the same thing. I thought they hated each other. That's the reason why they did it. Maybe it was because of this.
All right.
Also this morning, for some people, looking good is always going to be the biggest goal, but there's new research out that shows that feeling good on the inside is becoming way more important to a lot of us. 77% of people now prioritize what feels good over what makes them look good. So a lot of people are now focusing on small habits for long-term wellness. We're talking about like prioritizing sleep, eating nourishing meals, and just moving your body in a way that makes you feel good.
I am with that 100%. And you know, before I moved here, all my friends were like, you know, Vegas, everyone's all about looking good. Now, is that a stereotype? Is that like a tourist thing?
I think, I mean, I feel like that's everywhere. Maybe it's a little more in Vegas just because of like the service industry and like, you know, the pool auditions and the club girls and stuff like that. Like there's a certain aesthetic, but go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I have noticed that I have never seen a bad person in my 2 weeks being here. Like everyone looks well, like really well put together.
Man,
that's a compliment.
No, I totally think that's a compliment. I don't know what part of town you haven't been going to.
Is it Henderson? Because you know those parts.
Finally, this morning, pro tip: you should try to be a good person always, but sometimes being a good person can get you hurt. So this guy in Northern California, he saw an injured bear on the side of the road. If you saw an injured bear, would you try to help it?
I keep driving. See ya. Really? I'm sorry.
I would probably pull over but not touch it and like call for help and watch it to make sure nothing happened. This guy decided to get out and help it, and it mauled him. It happened late last month in Humboldt County, which is near the Oregon border, and he's 59 years old, the guy. I guess the report says he saw the bear get hit. But then a later report said he actually hit the bear with his car. So he felt guilty about it. And he got out to help it. He tried to give it a boost up over the concrete barrier from the side of the road, like get it over there. Mm. And this was not like a little bear cub by any means. This was a 400-pound black bear. Oh. So the bear didn't know he was trying to help. Obviously, it's a wild animal. And it chomped down on his left forearm a few times. An off-duty EMT put a tourniquet on his arm, called 911. The guy was treated. Sadly, the bear did not make it. But, I mean, we love animals, but sometimes I think we should just be careful of the very dangerous ones.
You said you would pull over and you would try to help the bear. You would call the right authorities or
correct? I would call 911 and say there's a hurt bear. You know, I wouldn't get out and help it or anything.
Steph? Would you?
Absolutely not. I do not trust the wild. I don't trust anything in the wild. I could just imagine that bear, though, that got hit. He's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to pretend to be dead.
Yeah, he's like faking it. He's like, I'll get him. I'll get him.
I'm going to say, you've seen The Revenant.
I have not, no.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is anyone that's seen The Revenant, you see where I'm going with this.
Guess no one.
I'm not going to help the bear. Leonardo DiCaprio was mauled by the bear.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, it's an old movie.
Joking,
it's okay.
I'm
joking.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I came across something that honestly stopped me in my tracks. You know how some conspiracy theories are so specific and so bizarre that you almost believe them just because they shouldn't make sense?
Right.
This is one of those. So I had never heard about this one before. Let me know if you guys have. But now that I have heard about it, I can't unsee it. It has to do with Mountain Dew.
The soda.
I'm visualizing this. Okay.
Okay. So once you hear the timeline of what people are saying, you might start looking at, you know, your gas station choice of drinks a little differently. So I'll lay it all out for you, and then you tell me, is this just a weird coincidence or is something bigger going on? Okay, so here's how the theory goes. Every time Mountain Dew drops a new flavor or does a major marketing push, a disaster follows. Okay, and not just any disaster, we're talking like major headline making events. So let's start with the first one. It was Code Red, okay? Mountain Dew Code Red. Okay. It launched in May of 2001. 3 months later, 9/11. Then there's Maui Burst, okay? That was released, and shortly after that, the Maui wildfires.
Okay. That is too oddly specific, the Maui one.
Yeah, and Code Red for 9/11.
Oh my God.
That was 3 months after, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So then Star Spangled Splash came out last year.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
A few months later, do you know who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh. Francis Scott Key, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A few months later, the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore.
That's right.
No way.
Yes, I remember.
No way.
Then Pitch Black made a comeback, and not long after, that global IT blackout on July 19th in 2024. And this is the one that a lot of people are raising eyebrows about now. So Mango Rush came out. And this was only available at Little Caesars. that flavor dropped in May, and now just weeks later we have the devastating flooding in Texas.
What?
That includes the tragedy at that Camp Mystic place.
Can you school me real quick? Are you saying that Mountain Dew has something to do with these occurrences?
I'm not saying it. That's what the conspiracists are saying.
Is that what they're inferring? And how would that even happen?
People are calling it a coincidence, but some of these people are saying that this is just a little too close for comfort. So, I mean, is Mountain Dew cursed? Like, what could be the explanation on this? Are we just like so deep in chaos culture right now that we're connecting soda flavors to the end of days? Like that, it's just kind of crazy, right?
I think about it like The Simpsons when they predict stuff, and I don't think they're like having a psychic that's doing all
right.
this. I just truly think it's a coincidence. It's just too odd. The one that gets me, though, are the names. Like the Star Spangled one and the... that one, it freaks me out. I truly think it is just a coincidence, and it's not really like, oh my God, they're predicting all of these things.
These past five or four sodas that Mercedes just mentioned, that's a coincidence?
I truly think that it's just a coincidence. It's just like, whoa, that was weird type of moments.
The timing was weird. What, is there a conspiracy theory that you do believe in? And maybe it's kind of odd, but you're like, there's something to it. 702-364-9400. Do you guys believe in any conspiracy theories?
I got something for you. My mom, I don't believe in it. Let me just say this right now. I don't believe anything she says. But she's like old school Chinese, and she doesn't believe in investing. She thinks the bank, quote unquote, I wish I had her on the line, they all crooks.
No.
They take my money. And I try to explain to her, FDIC. FDI, I don't care. She doesn't, her reasoning for everything is, I don't care. Literally, I don't care. She doesn't believe in the S&P, doesn't believe in just anything when it comes to investing and giving someone money. I don't care.
I mean, a woman who sticks to her guns. I admire that. So is she like the person with the money in the mattress?
Yes.
Like she just keeps her own money.
Literally, no. It's so funny you say this. She keeps part of her money in the mattress, or like I don't even know. She doesn't tell me. She doesn't trust me. And then she keeps part of it with her sister, Auntie Sharon.
Oh gosh, everyone's Googling, where does Auntie Sharon?
Hey, I know he said something about Virginia, so maybe we look there first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.